Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we've got plenty to talk about, but first we want to talk to our Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins, joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm a little miffed at you, if I'm going to be honest here. I understand we had a good time right across the street from where I live. You were at Camp Blanding getting to shoot down drones while I was sitting in my backyard and I had to listen to it. That ain't right.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. It was so fun, though. You know what I found out, Bob? Those drones, we hit them a couple times with those shotgun shells, and they actually didn't go down as quick and easy as I would have thought. It took a direct pop right up into the main core of that Chinese drone to really bring it down. I was actually shocked at how durable and resilient they were. It was a little surprising.
Let's start from the beginning. Like, where did we get our hands on these 500 Chinese-made drones?
Well, these are the ones that a couple years ago we ran legislation that got rid of. CGI as a drone, right? Right. We weren't going to use Chinese-made drones. Rather than just destroying them, they have been sitting, waiting, and we're reutilizing them to actually work through our drone training here in the state of Florida, using FDLE's donated them to be targets, to actually be taken down to help train our people in how we do this. It's pretty spectacular. Also, it's our military coming in here, training, building themselves up. It's really impressive what's going on when you watch these young guys out there pushing the buttons and flying these drones around. It's an incredible skill set.
No, I bet it is. And look, we're glad that you can use this instead of just wasting them or incinerating them. You were able to use them. Did you get to hang out with some of your old buddies in special ops?
Well, yeah, I might have seen a few guys who I've known for a couple decades, but it also felt good to get behind that shotgun and try to take these things down. I was really really shocked at how difficult that truly was. You know, it took a few rounds, but we got it. It was a good event, great leadership, and great opportunity for our state.
And they think the shotgun is the weapon of choice there. What about something on an AR platform?
Well, actually, the shotgun I was using was on an AR platform. Magazine-fed shotgun shells. It was pretty unique. but all in all, what I learned from this is that you've got to have a complex approach if you're going to take these things down. That has to be kind of your E in the PACE plan. By PACE, I mean primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency, kind of that fallback. It's hard to do. You got to have other countermeasures in that mix if we're really going to deal with the existing drone threat, though. A lot of work that has to be put into this.
We've got ICE people under fire. Tom Homan said, 1,200% increase on threats against ICE. There have been death threats. They've doxed them. Have we seen any issues or problems in the state of Florida related to that?
Well, we've had some people, try to put our ACE agent's name out there. We've seen, this happen with a few other Border Patrol and other agents. And the fact is, thank God, with Governor DeSantis here, that nonsense does not fly. It's not accepted. And people are held accountable rapidly. But just to make sure people hear this, now we have all of our law enforcement's back completely. That's a hard stop. Don't threaten them. Don't dox them. Don't play games. We respect our men and women of law enforcement. We stand beside them. We support them, and they deserve the time, tools, and training necessary to complete their mission and get back home to their families each and every day. Their moms and dads and sons and daughters, just like everybody else.
You know, you having a great deal of experience in the military, and we certainly appreciate that. Well, what's your take on taking out these drug boats? And I guess specifically the left is trying to make a big issue out of coming back and finishing the job. They're making a big deal about that. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, one, I think we have to control the area around our nation, right? Those drugs are coming in. Those are an existential, complete threat to the humans in our state, to people in our state, and to our citizens. It's a real issue. We know we have to do that. Protecting our border is critical. So I don't have the details. I don't know what went on behind the scenes, so I can't speak to the specifics of that. But in the end, if it's a target and it's somebody who's threatening our way of life or is bringing drugs across this, look, it's a tactical mission. Last time I checked, you have to finish the mission appropriately. My suspicion is they follow their tactics, techniques, and procedures to a T, just like they always do. That's what our military is trained to do and what they were so good at when I was in and always have been. So my suspicion is this is much ado about nothing. This is more liberal backflips, just driving nonsense forward and playing games because President Donald J. Trump is doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, I always thought it was, you eliminate the threat completely, you neutralize it, and whatever it takes to, like you said, complete the mission makes sense to me. Let me ask you this about the state of Florida. I mean, you know, we've gotten a little bit better when it comes to the insurance thing, some tort reform, things like that. Mm-hmm. What do you see on the horizon as a couple of the most challenging things that, you know, need to be addressed?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. So the number one thing that I get talked about all the time is how do we make our dollars spread further, right? What's our cost of living? How do we improve that? That's really driven largely, the things people want to hear about are insurance and our property and auto. And then a lot of conversation on property tax. That's going to be critical this year. As you mentioned, with tort reform, it's working. Our rates are stabilizing. We have 17 insurance companies now. There are more primary, secondary market insurers coming in. That's working great for our property. Stabilizing is starting to rate fall and drop. And I think you'll see that continue as long as we have some months without hurricanes like this. It's good to see. We will do some transparency things, I'm sure, as well as holding people accountable from the insurance companies if they do something wrong. You know, mass punishment isn't necessarily the answer here. And auto rates are coming down. You saw Progressive just did that $1 billion refund out to their insured members. And then let's talk property tax. Why is important? It's simple. It's the only lever we can pull. The state doesn't get any funds from property tax. That goes to the munis exclusively. And that money goes right back into our taxpayers' pockets. So the drive this year and the push and the hope that I've heard from so many of our citizens is simple. Homesteaded properties should be exempt from property tax. You never really own your home if the government can take it from you because of a failure to pay taxes. It is that simple. So that's the goal. That is what we're pushing for. And that will put money right back in our people's pockets year over year. Because the fact is, your property values go up. Many of our municipalities have an addiction, not only to spending, but to increasing spending. So between property values going up, increases in millage rate, you get hit twice on this. And the American dreams to own your home. We believe it should be free and clear of the government.
I mean, that makes total sense to me. And I know that your counterpart, the CFO, Blazin Goley, has been working hard, going to communities and looking, you know, for a lot of waste. And he's found a lot of waste. But does that mean that those local municipalities are going to change their ways?
Well, now it's accountability, right? Once you identify a problem, you have to follow up and hold people accountable. You know, one of the things I talk about all the time that I absolutely love about Governor Ron DeSantis is he gives you a task, a condition, and a standard, and then he holds you accountable. And that is what exactly what we want as a leader. You know where people are, and you have to hold them accountable, or nothing follows through. Yes, we need the munis in the cities, the counties and cities, to follow through. Yes, people have played games, some counties worse than others, and spent money on things that, frankly, aren't to the benefit of all. And looking forward to continuing this, seeing what comes out of the communities. But then the end game is we just have to hold people accountable. But, you know, one of the things we hear about is, what about our law enforcement, our firefighters, our roads, our schools? Governor DeSantis doesn't want those to drop down. He's been a champion for all of those. He'll have his property tax bill out at some point here, what he wants to do, his guidance. And last thing I checked, last time I checked on it, Governor DeSantis is still a rock star, still the GOAT, still the governor of the great state of Florida, and wait and see what he comes up with. And we'll get this thing knocked out of the park, I'm sure. It'll be very specific and help lead the way.
Back to the basics, the true meaning of public safety. I'm with you, and I'm with the governor, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We always appreciate your time and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. See you guys.
All right, see ya. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up, a man arrested over a pepper spray attack. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to another day in paradise, my friends. North Central Florida. Is it awesome or what?
Oh, yeah.
People are getting blizzards and all kinds of crazy stuff. We got some rain yesterday. God bless. We needed it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all good.
We did.
And, we're going to get some nice weather, so we can't complain. Boy, I picked the right weekend to go to the Bucks game, though, didn't I? The previous weekend instead of this last one yesterday. Ooh, that was nasty. And the Bucks lost. Come on. Yeah, I don't know. But the Jags, man, they're looking like superstars. Are you kidding me? The Jags won. The Dolphins won. That's the dealio on that. Is it, I don't know. Somebody plays tonight. Is it my Lions play tonight? Is it the Eagles? Somebody's playing tonight. Somebody is playing tonight. That I know. I probably should have looked it up before I opened my pie hole, huh? Hey, police arrested a man at London's Heathrow Airport. Oh, did I ever tell you about the time I spent like 18 hours there? Yeah, it's a long story. Don't hang out with people that carry fake passports. That's all I can tell you. Even if it's accidental, the authorities take it quite seriously. But police arrested a man at Heathrow Sunday after a crowd of people were hit with pepper spray during a robbery at a parking garage that caused several hours of travel disruptions. Five people were taken by ambulance to a hospital, and another 16, including a three-year-old girl, were treated at the scene. None of the injuries were believed to be serious. The incident in the Terminal 3 garage on the outskirts of London happened when a group of four men stole a woman's suitcase in an elevator and sprayed her with the pepper spray. Passenger Tom Bate said he saw three young men in black with their heads covered run away from the elevator, and then he experienced a burning sensation in his throat and immediately began hacking. Everyone in the room was coughing, he said. It was one of the weirdest things he ever experienced. Since said robbery victim and the assailants knew each other and the crime was not being investigated as terrorism. Wow. So this guy Bate said that he initially feared the worst, you know, a large group of officers carrying guns, which is a rarity in the UK, where most police, even police, don't carry guns, ran past him shouting. He said it was terrifying. Yeah. 31-year-old was held on suspicion of assault. Police were searching for other suspects who left the scene, and it caused hours of delays for passengers trying to get to and from the airport, which, of course, it's an extremely busy airport there at Heathrow. All right, college football starting to shape up. Some of the playoff games. Let's see. The soonest one will be December 19th. So it's number 12, James Madison, at number 5, Oregon. And then the next day you've got Miami at Texas A&M. And then also that day later in the afternoon, Tulane takes on Ole Miss. See, we'll find out. Did we get the best coach? Because those two teams are going at it. It's kind of interesting. Alabama at number 8, Oklahoma. And that game is also December 19th, so it's one of the earlier ones as well. So, you know, a little more excitement with a playoff-type system, I think. I like it. I'm sure the folks at Notre Dame are not happy at all. They're on the outside looking in. And, they're not real happy about it to the point to where they say, you know what? Yeah, you can have your bowl game. We don't want to play in a bowl game. And I don't know if that came about, like a team vote or who decides that. And I think that's how it came about, but I don't know for a fact. But, yeah, I mean, you're never going to make everybody happy on those things, but people that know a lot more about football than I do, a lot of them are scratching their heads about a couple of these picks. We'll see, though, right? The proof will be in the pudding to some extent, probably. The Supreme Court today is going to hear a case challenging a nearly century-old precedent that protects independent agencies from political interference. The case will revisit the 90-year-old rule known as Humphrey's Executor, and this has historically blocked presidents from being able to fire heads of independent agencies without cause. The Supreme Court ruled on this back in 1935, and so I thought that might be the end of that, but the Trump administration says the case and the rule are unconstitutional, siding with conservative arguments that see agencies as an extension of the executive branch. So that's just one of the many things that will be keeping SCOTUS busy. And that one, by the way, they start talking about that hearing the case anyway today.
Isn't it amazing in this administration how many things have had to go there just because of all the cases, the radical judges, just trying to block this president from doing his job?
Absolutely. This one, though, probably maybe needed to be heard by the high court.
Sure,
and we get
sure.
a kind of a final word on it, and it'll be interesting. There's not, I don't have an idea of which way the court's going to go on this one. I really don't. I understand, you know, we have so much politicalization and partisanship, you know, in government now. You want that layer of protection to protect those heads, or if the heads are not doing the will of the president, or actually maybe even doing damage, you want to be able to get rid of them, right? 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Happy, happy Monday. We made it.
Oh, yeah.
We made it through the weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, this is a busy, busy season. Patience, my friends. Everybody's got errands to run, things to do, trying to get everything knocked out so when they take off time, they can, you know, take off the time without leaving things undone. And that way you have a job to come back to, which for most of us is pretty important.
Very important, yes.
Yeah. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Does Tim Walz really think that he has a political future? I mean,
wow.
I think he believes he does. And maybe the Democrats are so wacky.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe he does enjoy some support, but I got to tell you, I mean, it was under his watch that this whole Somali scandal busted loose. I mean, it was happening under him. We're talking about as much as $1 billion in taxpayer money may have been stolen. in separate fraudulent schemes. And there were a lot of schemes going on. And apparently, I mean, the majority of the folks involved are of Somali descent. That doesn't mean the other 40,000 Somalians that live in the area are guilty of anything per se. But this, at the very least, I mean, it is a mess. A scandal involving hundreds of millions of dollars stolen from a federally funded nutrition program may actually starve Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's chances of a political future. That was pretty witty, according to The Hill. Minnesota's influential Somali community focuses on millions stolen from the program that has led to more than 50 convictions. Federal prosecutors accused dozens of people of stealing funds from the government program that was to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. The New York Times put the story on the radar of the legacy media outlets on November 29th with a report that federal prosecutors said as much as $1 billion in taxpayer money may have been stolen in separate schemes. Longtime allies are reportedly wondering if the governor should walk away from a reelection attempt for a third term as governor. And The Hill reported, quote, "The governor, I think, has done a very respectable job, a good job in Minnesota for the years he's been there. But he is clearly vulnerable, in my view. He is riskier than any Democratic candidate that might run." That, according to a former Minnesota Democratic state senator and a political analyst for the state, and for, you know, in the state, and also said that fraud happened on his watch and that Walz can't erase that. And that, you know, he's taken steps to rectify it, including audits. Those investigations will probably uncover more. Hmm. Yeah, it usually gets a little uglier before it begins to be over. But
well, it would always be used against him. If you're going to run this guy against this guy in the future, yeah, hey, what about that $1 billion you let your community siphon off to terrorists?
Yep.
I mean, you know, that's where that's going to go.
A Breitbart had previously reported that 500 employees in Minnesota state government say Walz ignored their constant warnings about massive fraud by Somalis in the state aid program. So these people were coming forward and, you know, getting rebuffed by the governor. What does that tell you? Yeah. I mean, you can't plead ignorance. I mean, nearly 500 employees. Not one, not 10, not three dozen, but 500 state employees. That doesn't carry enough weight to at least say, yeah, we need to look at that. Instead, he tried to punish the whistleblowers for raising the alarm.
What does that tell you? I mean, what's a reasonable person to think in that situation? The fact that he's going after the whistleblowers, he wants them to shut up, there's something going on.
In my mind, it would appear to make him look like a dirty, dirty dog. A dirty dog with hairy knuckles. Because he is a knucklehead. Sometimes.
He says so.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, can you imagine that? The whistleblowers, and he starts to punish some of them. Walz is 61 now. He was introduced into national politics 16 months ago when then-Vice President Kamala Harris chose the animated governor. I like that. Animated governor. That's about the nicest way that I've heard his somewhat erratic, odd, Mickey Mouse-like behavior.
He would prance onto a stage, shall we say.
Mickey Mouse Club level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the animated governor. Oh, I love that. I mean, God bless Kamala. She goes, look, I need to find someone who's going to look dopier than me. And they're like, oh.
We got your guy.
Have you met the governor of Minnesota? Man, this guy comes out of central casting for Dopey.
Uh-huh. Well, and these same employees who reached out to the governor to say, hey, something's going on, reached out to Kamala's campaign to say, hey,
he did.
A month after he was announced, are you sure you want this guy? Because this is what's going on in our state. and they ignored them.
Doing it as like a warning to her. These weren't political adversaries. No. They're like, hey, are you sure this is the guy you want? We already know he's bad news here.
Yeah.
I think we all had high hopes for him, but I don't think he was very effective running mate at the end of the day, one top Democrat strategist told The Hill. Never seemed like he was comfortable in the role beyond his rollout. You know, rarely does it get mentioned. Wasn't this the guy that visited China like literally 30 times?
Oh, yeah, he loved China, no doubt. Yes.
And again, there's no crime in that.
But it's odd.
It's a flag. I would think it would be a red flag that you visited, you know, this same country over and over again, a country that certainly doesn't share political beliefs with us at all.
No.
And I just, again, doesn't, you know, what he did wasn't against the law. Doesn't make him bad or evil per se. But it is definitely worth questioning, like, wow, what was really the draw there to continually go back and how do you afford that?
Does he prefer a capitalist mentality or something a little more communist / socialist?
Well, there's no way he could want an authoritarian government because that's what they called Trump, right?
Right.
So he couldn't want that.
We know there's no authoritarianism in China.
Yeah. President Donald Trump described the 2025 Kennedy Center honorees as some of the greatest of all time, offered them congratulations as he revealed that he would be hosting the performances on Sunday night. And, of course, he presented the honorees with gold medallions on Saturday night. These were honorees that were freshly designed gold medallions that they were being honored with, donated by Tiffany and Company.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, taxpayer didn't have to pay for
what?
It. The Kennedy Center didn't come out of their funds. It actually was donated by Tiffany and Company. That authoritative president, you know what? He probably pointed at them and said, you're going to make these or else.
Sure. Now, there was one thing he did that is a little controversial by some. You may notice the ribbon that holds the award itself is a very pretty dark blue. That was changed. That was his idea. Usually they had the multicolor, and he called that a little tacky, and he was just trying to class it up a little bit. And I agree. I always thought it looked a little odd. And it's been that way for decades.
Looks like a kid who won a track meet kind of a medal before.
Yes, the ribbon itself did.
Yes.
I've not looked to see what colors are there. Because of the whole use of rainbow and that kind of thing, it made me think of the LGBTQ stuff. Even though it may not be the same, it put me in the mind of that. And maybe I had a little negativity of that being for that award. But, again, it's been around for a very long time, so I guess some folks didn't like the fact that he changed it.
It was pretty cool, though, when he had Gene Simmons of Kiss out there, and they kept sticking their tongues out.
Oh, yeah, that was a highlight right there. Yeah. And the spit and blood part you mentioned earlier,
actually do that, did they?
No, they didn't. Would have been interesting.
Could have had me choreograph it. I would have had it.
Oh, yeah. The president
would have been crazy.
Fire.
Yeah.
They already think he's Satan. So there's that.
Here comes President Fire-breathing dragon. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Yes.
Remember that big hit?
Absolutely.
She was honored there. George Strait.
Oh, he's awesome.
Legend in country music, for sure. Broadway actor Michael Crawford was also awarded. And Sly Stallone was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I was just watching him last night in his latest.
Oh, yeah.
Latest show. What is it? Tulsa King. That's it. Tulsa King. I find it entertaining. You know, slightly campy, but entertaining nonetheless.
Campy can be fun.
And then, the surviving members of the rock band were there. Ace Frehley, of course.
Yeah, his daughter accepted
passed
his,
away not too
which
long
I
ago.
Thought that was...
Did?
That,
a daughter?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she accepted it for him.
All right.
That was good.
Very cool. All right. What else we got going on in the world? Let's see. We got Omar. What do you want to hear about Omar?
She's an idiot.
She said
she's not American.
She said,
"Oh, that's not what. Well, that's just what I think."
So, oh yeah, no, okay. I'm just going to give you the quick headlines.
Okay. All right.
Stephen Miller, you know, who works for the president as chief of staff, said that his rhetoric reminds me of Nazis.
Okay,
that's Omar. Also, that Trump has an unhealthy and creepy obsession with me.
Well, she's a little creepy.
Omar also, yeah, she said that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he did say something about her marrying her brother, which
right. Yeah.
There is some truth in that, I believe.
Yeah. We'd always gotten the impression that was the case, having something to do with her, you know.
It had to do with her gaining entrance into the U.S. So, I mean, if they really wanted to pursue it, a case might be made that she really should not be eligible.
Well, and I think that more and more, and you try not to be an isolationist, but the more and more, and we keep talking about this culture thing, that we see people raised in a non-American culture do not come to Congress with an American mentality. And we're seeing that over and over, and that's not good for us. So I tend to maybe start leaning, though, if you've not been born and raised in our culture, maybe leadership in the country isn't really the place for you.
Yeah, I call it a strange way to say you love America.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ilhan Omar, also that, you know, one question about this whole fraudulent thing that had just gone down, and we were talking about, you know, how Tim Walz
sure.
related to, he was the governor in charge at the time, well, she has a ton of connections with some of the very same people that are mm-hmm. Indicted, looked at, whatever, that definitely had ties into this whole sham that was going on.
You can't accuse, you can't pronounce someone guilty of something based on association,
mm-hmm.
the whole guilt by association, but there's usually a pattern there.
Well, and when,
know, there is.
When asked legitimately by, you know, the mainstream media, Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, she said, look, you know, why do you think the fraud was allowed to get so widespread? And she wouldn't address that. She merely said, basically, well, other Somalians are victims as well. They're taxpayers, too. So she's worried about, you know, oh, the victims. That wasn't the question. The question right. was, why do you think the fraud was allowed to get so widespread? The answer is because culturally, they have ties that bind, for lack of a better term. That's one of the reasons why. Greed, manipulation, supporting terrorism like Al-Shabaab.
Yeah.
But enough of that. We need smiles, we need upbeat positive thoughts, and we need you to call in. 877-975-9825. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So again, call now, 877-975-9825, because Things That Make You Smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:53. Time for Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. One of the things that's making me smile is the Road to Bethlehem is coming up this weekend mm-hmm. at Camp Kalakwe in High Springs. They've done it for several years now. It just keeps getting better and better. It is free. Bring the whole family. It is this weekend, December 12th, 13th, and 14th, Camp Kalakwe. And the village opens at 5. The production starts at approximately 7. And for more information, you can find them on Facebook or go to CampKalakwe.com. Greg?
Yeah, that's one of those that it seems like it is really, I mean, it's gotten bigger and bigger. They've really kind of morphed as, okay, we can't get everybody in, so we're going to change something. It went from an inside event to an outside event. So they've really done a great job with that. But this weekend and next, you know, plus also there'll be some Christmas Eve services. There's a lot of churches that are putting on amazing programs over this next couple of weekends. So if you're looking for some great things to do with the family, that is something that you might not want to miss out on. There's some good ones out there.
That is a great point.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. Go to other people's churches, clog uh-huh. up the seats and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Eat their food and snacks yeah. and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go. I'm just like the rest of you heathens showing up on holidays. All right. The Smoking Gun is coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Rosie O'Donnell seems unable to heed the advice of her own therapist. who told her, try detaching from her constant, all-consuming, wild-eyed hatred for Donald Trump. Just try it for 2 days, Rosie. Apparently, the former talk show host couldn't last 2 hours.
Wow.
2 hours. The Trump derangement syndrome is so powerful in her world. And I feel for her.
Wow.
Rosie, you're living in Ireland. Here's what you do, lassie. You have yourself a pint of Guinness and go ahead and put down the pint of hate. Got it? Because that's your smoking gun. The smoking gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.